we've discussed all about content and what to write. The next thing that we're going to be looking at is the different elements when it comes to writing and when it comes to writing on social media. So in this lesson, we are going to be looking at hashtags. So what is a hashtag? A hashtag is a word or a keyword phrase that has a little hash or a pound symbol in front of it. Now, it's used within a post or on pretty much all the social media platforms for people to search if they're interested in a particular topic so that they can actually find you. It also draws attention to your posts and it encourages interaction because people actually do look for specific hashtags. They can be used on every social media platform, but they're most popular on Instagram and Twitter and are often used to categorize content. So you can actually search for different content based on a particular hashtag. They're clickable. So when people click on that particular hashtag, all the posts that are using that hashtag actually come up. So you find a directory of everything related to that content. And it's using hashtags that have relevance and popularity so that people can find you and you've got a higher engagement. It boosts your social media reach and your engagement, and it is effectively a little bit more than just doing a hashtag throwback Thursday. A good social media strategy should include a mix of popular, relevant, and branded hashtags. Now, there are specific hashtags that you'll notice head office uses, and there will be a list of those in the next lesson. So how do they work? The point of using them is to show your followers or a user and the social media algorithm that your content relates to a specific topic or a specific category. You might remember when I was showing you how to set up Instagram, you could put particular topics in there to tell Instagram, this is the category that you fit into. And hashtags work pretty much the same way. They always start with the pound sign, and they will not work if you've got spaces or punctuation or any symbols in between. And don't string too many words together. So it's a good idea to keep it relatively short and put probably a maximum of 3 words. So, you know, throwback Thursday, local builder. The best hashtags tend to be relatively short and easy to remember. And if it's too obscure, no one's going to find it and it's not going to be used by anybody. There are limits to the number of hashtags you can use, and more isn't always better. Max for Instagram is 30, and always put them at the end or at the bottom of a post or in the likes of Instagram, even in the first comment, often works quite well. So they're a great way to connect with like-minded people. They can be used for just about anything. And as mentioned previously, as a David Reed Homes franchisee, you can use those hashtags to promote your products or your build. So again, you'll notice in the head office profile, they have hashtag DRHA built. You can also use them to raise awareness for a cause, to start a conversation. And they're a great way to keep ahead of trends and breaking news. The biggest thing, though, is it actually helps you contextualize what you're talking about without having reams and reams of content. A couple of reasons why you should be using hashtags in your social media strategy. Number one, they increase engagement with your followers. They, including hashtags in your post, means taking part in a conversation. And as I said, it will help boost engagement through likes, comments, shares, and possibly new followers if they're searching. Number two, build brand awareness with branded hashtags, the DRHA built. You could put David Reed Homes New England. Hashtags can be used for partnerships, and it's a great way of indicating that your post is in conjunction with a supplier or a local event. So you would be hashtag JH Hardy, hashtag local sporting team. And then finally, as I've said before, hashtags actually help you add context to whatever it is that you're posting about. So that's a very quick rundown of what hashtags are. In the next lesson, I'm going to be running you through how to actually use them effectively to grow your followers and get your posts in front of the people that you want to work with.